Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
No pressure, Dave, because you have had two wins back to back, and if you do it today, you're on hat trick mode on the girly quiz.
Ah, come here. Like, that's. There is already pressure enough to get all three questions correct, let alone, get a hat trick. Like, would you stop?
We were only saying there a man in Waterford won £250,000 on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with only three lifelines and 16 questions. You've bloody two lifelines and three questions.
Yeah, true. That's fair. Producer Callum, what's up?
I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Dave.
I'm sure you do.
But you winning the girly quiz isn't just all on you. There's people out in Dublin that really just listen to the girly quiz and don't leave until they know that you've won the girly quiz, and they will not be happy if you don't win. Last night, I was in Workman's. Okay. There was a comedy event on, and I met a lovely man called Graham. He recognised my voice because the comedian was talking to the audience. He was like, "That sounds like producer Callum over there." And lo and behold, it was me. I get really awkward in those kind of situations. But he was saying that him and his daughter listen to the girly quiz every week. Absolutely love it.
The comedian was saying this?
No, Graham and Gracie is his daughter, and he was saying that Gracie will refuse to leave the car until she finds out if Dave has scored three nice on the girly quiz.
We should make Gracie late for school and just drag.
Gracie's in fifth class, and if there's any questions that Graham doesn't want to answer, he just palms her off to the mother.
Very good. Very good.
Love that. We're here teaching things.
Well, thank you, Graham and Gracie.
That is the nature of the girly quiz. All things feminine are covered, so if there is particular conversations you haven't had with your kid and you're not as open-minded maybe as Gracie's dad, keep your hand on the dial just in case there's something that you're not comfortable with your child hearing.
The girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. We mentioned there you have two lifelines. One is the Simplify, a 50-50. The other is the Phone a Female. And our Phone a Female will win a Pamper Hamper just for coming on to help you out today, Dave.
That's Saoirse, who's standing by.
Nice one, Saoirse. And look at that. Welcome back, Anxiety. Good to see you again.
Hello, Anxiety.
Haven't seen you in an hour. All right, question one in the girly quiz this week, Dave. Why might a woman use duo glue?
Duo glue?
Duo glue.
I'd imagine it'd be for two things. So, probably... Probably eyelashes, but like, why it would be called duo? Probably for, well, two eyes.
Have you heard of duo glue before?
No.
Obviously not, no.
No, I don't think so. But there's not a lot of things girls use glue for on their bodies. Like,
what about those petal covers for nipples and stuff?
Petal cover, yeah. There's one.
Tassels.
Yeah, tassels.
Tassels. Earrings, maybe you stick them on with glue.
Back in the Egyptian days.
I think it's eyelashes. I would imagine it's eyelashes. However, I'm not confident enough to say eyelashes because I don't think... Like, it could be something else, and I don't want to go out in the very first question. So I think I'd like to call in the troops for question one, if that's okay.
Are you serious?
With you.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Every fucking time. Every time I call in. It could be question three, and I'm like, I'm going to call in the troops, and Ash is like, wow, what a loser.
Good morning, Saoirse. You're live on Spin.
Morning, Saoirse. I've got 30 seconds on the clock, and I need you to tell me what duo glue is.
Yeah. It's used to put on fake eyelashes.
I was correct then. That's really annoying, isn't it? That's really, really
yeah.
annoying. I'm sorry, we could just have a chat now for the next 15 seconds. How are you? Anything going on?
How are you?
I'm grand, yeah, grand.
No, just going to college.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I'm a bit anxious myself. I'm going to go with eyelashes.
I love this conversation. Let's just go with this. You are absolutely... correct.
Oh, thank God. Don't be saying before she says correct.
Well done, Saoirse. You've won that pampy hampy, as Emma called it earlier on.
Thanks, Saoirse.
Thanks, Saoirse. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. Okay, we move.
Okay, that's number one in the bag. Happy out.
Yep. You've used your probably most important lifeline, but here we are.
I just wasn't confident enough.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Honey. That's all right, darling.
You do you. All
Let's
right.
go.
Question two awaits. Dave. What do the letters YSL stand for?
YSL.
Do you know what YSL is, even as a start?
I'm about to shock you.
Oh!
Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, that was an ick. New ick unlocked.
Say it again there.
Like Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. You know what I'm trying to say.
You have impressed me, sir. You're absolutely right.
Come on.
Well done.
I hate the letters ones. Like, we've had LBD, we've had GDPR. No, GHD, that one.
GDPR. Come here, what kind of products do they sell?
Handbags, yeah. I think. Yeah, handbags. I can picture the YSL logo.
Very impressive.
They do makeup as well, don't they?
They do makeup, yeah. We asked a few of the men in the office that one and they hadn't a clue.
Really?
Yeah, they were stumped.
Ah, happy days. All right, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Hey, doing well. Got that with no lifeline. Into question number 3, Dave. We asked the big boss in Spain yesterday this question and he got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
So bear this in mind.
No pressure.
If a woman is on the pill and wants to avoid getting her period that month, what can she do to stop it?
What can she do to stop your period?
To stop the onslaught.
Yeah. To stop that river.
Dear God, I'd like to apologise for Aisling Bonner.
Absolutely no need to apologise. It's an actual thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
At the risk of being really unwoke, it's not that beautiful.
Shut up, Dave.
It is... I'm going to say what I think it is, right? Okay. However, I don't think it's...
Let's just riff.
It's a good thing to do. Because I don't think the doctor would say, yeah, this is a cool thing to do. Just skip your period, which is a natural thing. Like, that happens every single month. And I don't think you're really supposed to skip it.
I don't think you can just say skip. What do you mean skip? How would you skip your period? That's the idea.
I would say you double up on your on the pill. I would say you take 2 packets back to back. So, like, you know the way when you run out of a thing, you're supposed to stop for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. And that's when your period comes, and then you go back on them.
On some pills, yes.
On some pills, yeah. So
I'ma say
double it up. I'ma say keep it going. Keep taking the pills.
And you have a Simplify and you're not gonna touch it.
Your Simplifies are crap.
That's very rude.
It's not very nice.
It's actually so rude.
You know the big boss yesterday was stuck in a question and asked Aisling to come into his office to make the Simplify noise when he went into Simplify mode.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a big moment.
Okay.
You were saying you take the pill packets back to back to avoid getting a period.
I'm going.
Final answer, need to hear it.
Final answer.
Yes! Yes!
Come on!
Well done.
Oh, look at that, a hat trick! That must mean a raise or something.
A hat trick.
3 in a row. Quiz.
You have done excellent.
I wish we kept track of streaks before, but I don't remember you getting 3.
I have
in a row.
Never in my life.
And if you haven't, it's been very
never in my life got 3 in a row. It will never happen again.
And I have to just say to women out there as well, for the people who have ever doubled up and done it back to back, then you're really dealing with the onslaught.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Right?
Yeah. Because you're doubling up, right?
Yeah.
You're
but it is okay up. To do, actually.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. I was wondering about this. I was wondering if doctors were going to get mad at me and be like, don't promote that.
Yeah, and actually, I was told before that you can skip a couple.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, really?
Don't quote me on that one.
We are not
Thank
doctors.
Thank you, Dr. Bonner.
Sam was in touch. For question 3, both my girls said, if you don't want your period and you're on the pill, you just get pregnant. They said, that's the only way to not get them. They're 9 and 11. Freya and Kyra. Well, listen, for 9 and 11, I think they're onto something.
Very good. Yeah. Or just something. Pray really hard
I
that you won't
that
get
solution,
the period.
I hate that solution, though. I really hate that solution.
It's the Girly Quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzing.
It would be amazing. I don't feel like I can get my period this month. I'll just get pregnant.
Yeah, deal with it in 9 months. Just impregnate me there, Grant. Keep me off it for a few months. We did say this game is educational.
Absolutely.
Proof is in the pudding.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.